I could give that to Doug. I could say, honey, twice a day, 300. Say, it don't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
He'd want more?
I know.
You wouldn't get it? Me neither.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky. The DivaCast, number 12.
112. 17 September 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Remember. I thought you were joking, honest to God. Are you serious?
No, of course not. That was clearly a joke. God, Carrie.
Who are you?
Don't you get... I don't want to say.
It's Suzanne.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Julie.
I'm Sharon. Hey, everybody. We are the Divas from the DivaCast, and we are five fun, fabulous 40-something friends.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Does Julie even know that we're recording tonight?
Yes.
Oh, you told her?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is anybody wondering where Julie and Amy are? I have received no emails.
Okay, well, Julie and Amy are busy.
Okay, but...
They're very busy.
No. I'm just asking our listeners. Have they noticed?
Have they noticed it's just the three of them?
Are they tired of us yet?
Well, who could be tired of us?
That is a good question.
You know, really.
Because it's only show number 12. I mean, my gosh.
Okay, but maybe...
It's so refreshing.
Maybe they have our memory, and they can't remember show to show who's there and who's not there.
Don't you hate it when you interact with people who have really good memories?
Oh, yeah.
God. And they expect you to have the same, to be at the same caliber.
Especially those people that you knew, like, back in whatever, high school or college. Remember when we went to the movies and you said, no.
No, Carrie, I don't.
No, that's when you say, who are you?
Who are you?
No, it's, remember when I told you last week?
Yeah, that's more difficult.
Yeah, and I go, huh? Really? Last week? Wow, sort of.
Sort of like the Diva Cup.
That's
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're so funny. Sharon always has, she has the pressure of, I've got to start the show. Okay.
I'm recording with two flakes.
What?
Going.
We are not flakes.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
Let's do a little.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Family therapist. When somebody says something like that, is there any truth in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sharon, yeah. Sweetie. So Sharon, sweetie, what do you want to talk about?
There are so many things I want to talk about.
Are we talking about your studies?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. No, not real quick. I am removing that from your vocabulary.
I'm going to take my time
and
talk about some studies. Okay, the first one I want to mention, I cannot quote where it came from.
Oh. That is perfect in
hey,
Diva
you know
land.
What? It doesn't matter because we're not trying to be anything. We're not.
Okay. We're in Diva land now.
I was listening to a radio show. They started throwing these cute little fun facts out. And I thought, oh, this would be really good to talk about. And I went back to try to find the source and what else, the information. And couldn't find it. So here you go, guys.
She made it all up.
I made it up. Okay. This was about doctors. Okay. So the first, it's just three things. The first one is, does the coat length, the white coat that they wear, signify anything?
Yes.
What's your answer, Carrie?
Helping their penises.
Yes!
See, it does signify something.
If it's really big, they wear short coats to show it up. And if it's really little...
Size does matter.
Oh, amen.
Oh. No. The length of the coat signifies their seniority.
Yeah.
Shorter coat means they're new.
That's right.
Longer coat means they've been around or they perhaps have some specialization or whatever. So that's an important thing.
You know, now that you say that, because I used to spend so much time in doctor's offices, that's interesting.
It is true.
It's like an unwritten code so that the doctors know.
Don't you wish you would have known that before?
That's interesting. Okay.
Hey, okay. Go ahead.
All right, fun fact number two. One day of the year, you definitely do not want to have surgery. July 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because?
Because
what? She's acting like she knows. Do you know?
Yeah, because the interns are all leaving.
They're starting that day.
Well, yeah, but the old ones
are leaving.
The old, they're graduating,
new.
And the new ones
new
are coming
guys are coming in.
July 1st.
So
we'll help you remember.
Yeah. Ovasectomies on July 1st.
Are you going to have one?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You want nothing. In fact, I'd nix the whole month of July.
Yeah.
You know what? Just scratch it off the calendar.
Just start January, something like that. Okay.
Oh, good. I'm batting 100. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
What percentage of doctors do not, and I want to apologize for our listeners who have queasy stomachs, do not wash their hands according to guidelines?
HIPAA
guidelines.
Is it HIPAA? No,
that's privacy.
It's HICPAC. That's what
it's,
it is.
Whatever it is, it's like, you know, hygiene.
I got to show my CDC knowledge.
Okay.
I sat through those meetings for some reason.
It's a high percentage.
No, it's not. Oh, who doesn't want?
Who do not follow?
I don't want to know.
No, you don't.
Go ahead. What is it?
Over 60%.
Yeah, I believe that. But you know what? But it depends on what they're doing. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
That's like saying I'm not going to use soap after pooping, you know, because I'm not going to eat.
It's not a big poop.
Hey, I already had breakfast. I'm not going to be eating for another 3 hours. I don't need to use soap. I'll just give it a little rinse. Ew.
Ew. Oh, yeah. Ew is right. Okay. So anyway, those were the three things I remember.
Wow. You know what? Just FYI, I have my CAT scans, my post-op follow-up CAT scans coming on Monday, the 22nd.
Go with Purell. Just have everybody like,
I'm going to say, Charlie, sweetie,
put your hands out.
I know I had all of those I love you hearts all over my body before I did surgery last time, but now the party's over. Yeah. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, baby.
Yeah.
When I went to get my, what are they called? Vaccinations or whatever, immunizations. When I went to Africa, I had to go to this little clinic-y kind of place down by the airport. And I watched him. I mean, I was watching, looking at his hands the entire time because he didn't wash his hands when he came in. And I was like, he goes, oh, I guess I better wash my hands. I'm thinking.
See?
Yeah.
There you have
knew.
It.
He knew that I was like, yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
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 Ew.
So Purell, going to the doctors, bring your own Purell, baby. Just make sure.
Oh, interesting.
So while I was searching for this survey, trying to find some credibility here, I stumbled across another
study?
Press release, another study. And I'm not really sure how to take this, but there is a study that came out of Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
That
you mean Stockholm, Sweden?
Swedish. Did
is there
study?
Another one?
Yeah, it could be in our country, of course. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. So.
That's Suzanne.
Okay.
So of course there could be. You guys could.
I know. Suzanne, just give me
I think I'm
time.
PMS too. Stop it.
Of course there could be.
I think there is. Sorry. I'm only kidding.
It's okay. But it is the Stockholm out of Sweden. And they did a study that they came out with saying that cheating men are genetically predisposed. Can you believe that? Now.
So what does that mean for the rest of us?
Your host.
It means they have an excuse now. Well, honey, it's in my gen.
So, okay, then I'm going to get you genetically tested before I marry your ass, okay? That's what I'm going to do.
Supposedly, there's some gene, and they did a study of 1,000 men, and they focused on the man because the gene is more predominant. Well, of course it is, because it's all a bunch of Swedish men doing the study. No, the woman's not supposed to cheat. She's supposed to stay home, take care
and
of the baby.
And make Swedish pancakes with lingonberries.
But I have an excuse for my cheating, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And so I watched a little video thing on it, and
we need to put the link on the site, or is it not that exciting? We should just take Sharon's word for it. It's another thing she made up.
That's right. So, but here's what they said. And it was like on CNBC. Oh, okay. Video.wnbc.com. But I couldn't find it going that way. I actually went to a radio station, Q100, Burt Shows.
And that's in Atlanta, by the way.
Right. Q100 radio station in Georgia. Burt Shows. And then it's in there. There's a video.
I love them.
Yeah, me too.
They're
me
very
too.
Fun.
I love them so much.
And so then they interviewed two professors from, was it Purchase in Purchase, New York? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, one lady said, I know, just bear with me, guys. One lady said that she can't believe it was a woman. She said she cannot believe they even released the study, that it's just like so far
so
out there.
Yeah,
so
flawed. Yeah.
And then there was a psychologist, a male, who said, you know, that's really interesting. So yeah. He's a cheating fool.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, at the end, they were talking about it, and they said, now, one factor to consider is now, in a trial, in a divorce case, what is an attorney going to argue? Well, my client is genetically predisposed to cheating, so he can't help it. It's the Twinkie.
You know, but in a way, it doesn't, because most states, well, no, all states in America, I believe now, are no-fault divorce. So it doesn't matter if somebody cheated or not. So it doesn't matter.
I know, but you want to blame somebody. So now somebody can say, oh, again, it's not my fault. It's my genetic makeup. So tell us what you think about that. Email us, diva@thedivacast.com.
Okay, but wait, Sharon, because I want to say there was a very interesting show on Oprah. I think it was this week or last week, but you can go to oprah.com and check it out. And the author's name is Gary Newman. And the main category is Why Men Cheat. And the title of his book is The Truth About Cheating. And it said 1/3 of married men will cheat and their wives will never find out. Okay, that's not a big surprise to me. I actually thought the stats were higher than that. What I found so fascinating about this guy and his research, and by the way, he's a marriage and family therapist, and that's what my training is as well. Is that he's a real advocate for women. So I like that about him. What I found interesting is that he was saying that men cheat because they really want. Let me ask you guys, why do you think men cheat?
I would guess that men don't feel appreciated in their home.
You go, girl.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just interesting because I heard another researcher say a while ago that men cheat for sex and women cheat for love or for increased emotional attachment. And then this researcher, Gary Newman, what he found was that men cheat for the same reason that women cheat. There's a lack of emotional connection in the marriage. And so it's when they're around someone else they start to feel good around that person and get their emotional needs met, it just kind of happens.
Okay, but here's the thing. I really feel like...
Wait, Sharon's shaking her head.
Why can't I talk?
Because I need to talk first, Carrie.
Okay. I'll forget what I'm going to say, but go ahead. Evidently,
no, all I was going to say is I don't agree with that necessarily because there are some real horn dogs out there that cheat to cheat.
Absolutely.
Cheat for sex.
Okay, that was really profound. Thank you for sharing.
Wasn't that more important than what you have to say?
Well, you know what? It's actually the same thing. I was going to say is it seems to me that the things that you hear is that the men need the sex to get to the emotional level and to be open. And, you know, that's their way of getting to it. What are you doing? She's laughing at me. But I think men are pretty easy to keep happy if we let them, give them a little something-something and say, honey, Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, you're the best.
They're happy. You know, it's not that hard. But we spend our first 15 years of marriage going,
take out the trash. You didn't.
Why don't your socks match? And why can't you work out more?
Okay, am I wrong?
Are we wrong? You are so right.
Why were you looking at me like that earlier?
Yeah, that's good.
You were looking at me like.
Just because I just like to look at you.
She likes me.
I love what Carrie just said.
Oh, thank you so. Shut up.
Suzanne, just say that.
Okay, you know what? We have recorded a lot of shows, so I'm not PMSing for 3 straight weeks.
Thank God.
Okay, so that's all I have. And I think that's a good study, Suzanne, because I don't think we give men enough credit.
Well, you know what? What I think is that...
You know what, Sharon? You're pushing it now.
Yeah. I think what I have realized is that men are, in fact, as equally sensitive as women are, but they've been culturally trained not to show it and not to ask for what they need emotionally. And so we assume different things when I think men are just as sensitive as we are.
But I think sometimes because of that cultural
training.
They don't even know how.
Exactly. To, they, oh my God. It's so repressed.
Right.
But then we also talked about this in another show. Respect. Remember, that was the big deal.
Huge.
I mean, that is the, that is a driving factor for many, many, many men.
I think I think it's probably the number one factor for most men.
Okay.
And if you're a man out there and hearing this, I would love to hear your input at 678-884-0524. 678-884-0524. I'd love to have some male voices on our voicemails. Wouldn't that be interesting to hear their, you know, their perspective?
I know, but I think that, you know, they listen to the show for about 6 minutes.
Yeah, but we don't care.
And then blood starts to come out of their ears. So they have to get off.
They start to hemorrhage.
I mean, 2 years later, my husband is still saying, I don't understand why anybody would even listen to
You know what's so funny? Last night, I was going to bed and my husband was in his office and I could hear him go from, maybe he was on Words to Mouth and then went to the DivaCast, and I could hear Suzanne telling the story about the guy with the Harley and the putting the cooler in the back of her Jeep. And I thought, oh, that's so funny because he's going to hear the story about me and being 23 and then not being 23. And I went back out about 2 minutes later and it was quiet. he never made it. He never made it through. I was like, oh, you never heard. He's like,
I couldn't get through Suzanne's part.
No, it's just, it's not you, or it's just,
it's
women.
Just women talk.
Yeah. They can't. Yeah. They can't
hang.
Yeah. I like our men that used to talk to us and say, hey, I understand my wife better. And
I know. Where are you guys?
Remember the guy that said, well, the whole sex show with the therapist, and he's like, well, the divas like this or whatever. Remember that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, by the way, Pascal always emails us.
Pascal. That's right.
Yeah. So
hey, Pascal.
Oh, my God. I thought you meant Pascal from Pascal's restaurant here.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be the same guy?
I don't know.
Yes. Bonjour, Pascal.
Bonjour, Pascal.
Hey, you have all the emails.
I do. Okay, I have...
Me that. She's been doing quite enough talking. You do this. Give me that. You're done.
Do you want it back, sweetie?
I hardly ever talk. In fact, most people write and say, we need to hear Sharon more.
I know. She's looking like really honest and really truthful.
I know.
Kind of
Sharon, sweetie, you know what? This one's for you.
I was just kidding because you just did two studies. Go for it.
Okay. Well, this is my show.
Okay.
No. Okay. I do have something else.
Let's just drink, Carrie.
Okay.
Yeah. Toast.
Let her talk. Okay, go ahead.
Here's something. Okay, I had a friend of mine call me, and she had had a fight with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my, and I did good because I did not offer unsolicited advice, and it was actually asked for, and wow. I.
Well, if she asked for it.
Oh no! Anyway,
not with that friend. Okay,
Do we have to hear about this?
Yes, this friend called me, and she had had a little tiff with her husband. And they were talking about it.
I'm going to stop you for 1 second. Okay. Is this friend going to listen to this ever?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even think she knows about the DivaCast. So she was telling me they got a little tiff with her husband. And one of the things she said to me was, and can you believe he told me I had issues with anger management? And she does.
Well.
Oh, so what did you say?
Nothing.
So you were silent.
It was cricket.
What would you have said?
Yeah, see, that's my question. It's like,
well, I would ask the person, I would say,
fishing, isn't she?
Yes. And so I would get clarification that. And I would say to the friend, are you asking me for my opinion or do you just need to vent?
Yeah, that's good. She said that before. We forgot about that.
I need to call another friend. So, Suzanne, what am I saying?
Yeah. So are you asking for my opinion or do you just need to vent? If you need to vent, that's fine. And if you want my opinion, then I'm happy to share that.
Okay. But see, if I was the woman saying, do I have anger management problems?
It wasn't do I have. It was.
He said I do.
Can you believe?
Oh.
So that's when you ask for clarification.
Can you believe
she's venting.
Yeah, that's not saying, well, what do you think? It's right. Like, can you believe?
Because she's just going, can you believe it? Because blah, 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 blah. She just doesn't want to hear anything. You're right.
Yeah. So, and.
But if she comes back.
Yeah.
And then you ask that question. That's very good stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because
some people pay me for this kind of information.
You know, it's just hard to do those kind of things because. Nobody wants to hear what's wrong with them.
No,
nobody
it's not
wants
hard
to hear.
If you just let her sit in her stuff and you allow her to vent. And a great way to help a friend like that is to say, wow, so he thinks you have anger management issues and you really don't think you do. It's just to parrot back what they say because it's so powerful. If you can do that for your friend, just to mirror what someone says, it is incredibly powerful. Because think about it. Who amongst you, who amongst your friends will actually sit and listen to you in such a meaningful and powerful way that they will just be so present with you? They're not ahead of you and trying to figure out what your issues are. They stay so present with you. It's like you're holding your hand on the journey, and then they just mirror back. They're the mirror for you.
Aww, I love that.
That's good. And that's the premise of therapy. Not to be ahead of the client, not to prove your therapeutic brilliance by proving I know what's wrong with you and I can fix you, but by staying so present with them and being able to mirror back for them, to hold the mirror up for them. And so they can hear their own process and what's going on. And then they go, I just had a client today. I had a really busy day with clients today. And I just had a client say, it was so interesting to me. And he said something and he just said, I repeated back. I said exactly what he said. And he said, no, I didn't say that. And I said, yes, remember, you just said, oh, I don't think she really wanted to do that. And he said, I did. Oh, my God, I did. It was so interesting that he was processing aloud. And then when I mirrored back for him, he was shocked at his own process. Mm-hmm. But that's such a powerful gift that we can give to people that we love, because we're helping them. We're just staying present with them and helping them process
their stuff. Yeah, but it has to do with what Deba was talking about with the power of girlfriends, and you know, we do process our stuff by verbalizing it. And
absolutely.
If you've got somebody to throw it at and they can put it back at you.
Yeah.
And instead of going, oh, let me solve your problem. Let me talk. You know, we all know that person that can go, like you say, a couple steps ahead of you and go, what you need to do is blah, 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 blah.
Well, that tends to be more a male.
Absolutely.
To be honest with you. I mean,
absolutely. That tends to be a male trait to solve it and fix it. And I have to say, I love this about Carrie, because she and I go for walks around the lake. And, you know, we do about 5 miles. We do these power walks. But I love that about her. And I think she and I, we both love our walks, because you and I do so much processing together. And what I love about you, Carrie, is that you stay so present with me. You don't go ahead. You don't go behind. You're just like, wow, okay, so you think blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. And I feel so heard when you do that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like,
you're awesome.
She must be a therapist and I don't even know it.
Well, isn't it funny? Because how many times have I actually said that to you? Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, Carrie, you'd make a great therapist, because you stay so present with me. And you just go, wow, so you're really feeling like this. And I'm like, oh, my God, somebody finally hears the way I'm feeling. Yes, that's it.
Well, she would have to take 3 days off a month.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, that's when I'm...
Listen to me. I'm telling you what you need to do.
That's when I'm most clear on what your problems are.
Okay, so tomorrow when we walk, you're going to have great clarity.
People would pay me lots of money. The doors are open from...
You know what? I was reading a friend of mine. I was reading their body language the other day, and the person was kind of in denial as to what I was reading. And I said, oh, but you're doing A, B, and C. And the person said, no. And I just looked at that person. I said, you know, people pay me a lot of money to read their nonverbal cues. And the person just chuckled. But I was kind of proud of myself, because I thought, it's so funny that we give so much information away nonverbally as well. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. All right, guys.
Yeah. Most communication is that way. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, no. That's
Is it time to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
How many minutes? How many miles? How many miles?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? It doesn't matter. Here we go. You know what? Thanks for
listening. We're out of here. We're done.
Yeah. Hey, 678-884-0524. Call us and leave us your thoughts. Guys, call us. What's my husband? What's going on?
It doesn't matter. We're out of here.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Love ya.
Diva at thedivacast.com.
Kisses. Kisses.
Okay, we got to go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where's the music? Robin! Where's our music?
Twinkle, twinkle,
okay, if you do that one more time, I'm going to have to take you out.
There is somebody I'm longing.
Yell at her.
It's because I only did it once.
I just do it 3 weeks in a row.
Goodbye.
It's women, Robin. They get it.
Our website is thedivacast.com. Our email is diva@thedivacast.com. Our phone number is
678-884-0524.
And you know what? We love you so much. See you next time.
Arrivederci.
Dirty.
Music.
Dirty.
Music.
Arrivederci.
Where the hell is the music? He's holding back. back. This
you're
going
to you're going to beg me to sing.
He is making us beg him for our music. Would you?
Oh my! Just keep going.
We love you, Diva Sisters.